This is a Rooster Teeth production.
Good morning from hell. It's your good friend Clayton here with my buddy Chris. Chris, tell him your backstory. Give him some exposition.
Yeah, well, I'm dead, and my eternal punishment is to do this podcast where we interview everyone in hell.
Yep.
And Clayton here is the brother of Satan, but also the secretary of war down here in hell, and we're prepping for the big war with heaven.
Which big is war, the big one, yeah. The war to end all wars.
And where are we today? Because I've never seen this part of hell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, I've never taken you to this area of hell. This is actually the British equivalent to hell. We found out that whenever a British person died and then they went down to hell, they liked it too much. You know, they enjoyed it. So then we made a British equivalent so that they would feel, you know, like the sad fog and just kind of the crummy weather. You know, we wanted to put them back, you know, in that sad state that they were feeling when they were alive, you know?
Oh, okay. It's too sunny and pleasant and normal hell?
Right. So we wanted to cut all that out. We wanted to get rid of all the sun and have just this fog. We even have authentic water from the River Thames. If you lean over and you smell it, it's like it's boiling shit, you know? Mm-hmm. We didn't have to change that. That was just, it was like that to begin with. So, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to see even. There's just so much just fog and smoke and just
that's right. It's foggy old hell London.
So are we just here walking around, or what exactly are we doing here?
Oh, no. I never come to British hell if I can help it. No, we have to be here. So recruitment numbers are down, so we're here to see if we can get some interviews with their local, you know, broadcast channels, our British syndicates, if you will, to see if we can get some, you know, to boost conscription out here.
Oh, it's press. So we're getting we're a press circuit.
Press, yes, that's right. We're doing a series of interviews today, Chris. Should be some easy, you know, softball interviews. Actually, this is the studio right here. Let's step inside. It should be, a real easy. Just answer some fun questions, make them laugh, be entertaining, and then boom, we're going to have soldiers out the wazoo. It'll be great.
Yeah. Sell some of those war bonds, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. Love war bonds. That's right.
What are war? I don't really know what war bonds are.
I don't either. We keep talking about them, but I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
Are they like, maybe it's different out here because they have like James Bond? Is that the same thing?
I honestly don't know.
I'm glad that you told me this because I didn't know either. I'm just okay, we'll just keep acting like we know what they are. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's the news desk right there. That's where we're gonna be going. Let's listen in on their broadcast.
The decimation came from undersea gas pipelines rupturing in the Gulf of Mexico. We, of course, Lorraine, know that was the first successful portal from hell created entirely out of water. How about that, hey Lorraine?
Wonderful. I mean, you know, you think you know everything about hell, and then comes along a little story like that one just to remind you don't actually know everything. Well, that was a lovely story. Thank you so much, Peter. Welcome in, everyone, to Morning Tea in Hell. We have a packed show here for you today. I'm Lorraine Skelly, and joining me, as usual, is my co-host, Peter Termorgan. Later on, if you put milk before your water in tea bags and ended up in hell, you might be entitled to compensation. Make sure to stay tuned to find out more. We're also going to be joined by Chris and Clayton, the Secretary of War, to discuss the upcoming war efforts against that big old battle with heaven. Stay tuned.
Okay, I think we can head up there. They're ushering us in, Chris, so let's go up there.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, guys, hey, Super Peter,
hey.
Termorgan and Lorraine Skelly, right?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, well, welcome, Chris. Welcome. What was your name again?
Clayton?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Peter, come on.
Okay.
It's on the teleprompter.
Brother of Satan, yeah.
So, oh, you're the brother of Satan. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the brother of Satan. The less successful brother of Satan.
Okay.
Peter.
No, take it easy there, Peter Termorgan.
Well, it depends on what you consider success, so.
Listen,
why don't you take a seat and we'll get this interview going shortly.
Sure, yeah, no, super excited. This should be a lot of fun. Any questions we should be aware of? I mean, are we just gonna just...
Oh no, this will be a very, very friendly, easy chat. We obviously are on the same page here.
Sure.
We know what you're trying to get out. So is there something specific that you needed to kind of tell the audience? Just let us know and we can work our way towards that. There'll be no kind of underhanded tactics.
Sure.
Obviously, we are a reputable news source here in British Hell. and we will ensure that we maintain 100% editorial integrity.
Oh,
isn't
that
right, Lorraine?
That's right, Peter. You know, we also sent a list of questions over to your propaganda minister. I mean, you know, whoever's doing your PR. So we should be okay. We're going to stick quite closely to those. Don't worry about it. But, you know, okay, if anything comes up that you feel remotely uncomfortable with, let's come up with a safe word. You know, maybe, what do you think? Something that could, you know, is easy on the ears, but, you know, we can identify it and we can change the line of questioning for you.
You know, I'm in your house, you know, so I want to do something you guys are familiar with. Should we do, like, crumpets, biscuits, the queen?
No,
I
mean, of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
Okay, let's go for
crumpets. Of course it would be crumpets, you know, classic American.
Okay, we'll do crumpets then. You don't seem offended by that at all. I'm going to go with crumpets then. Really quick aside, though, I do want to say, can we avoid talking about the whole Benedict Arnold going up to heaven and trading sides? And then also,
absolutely.
Yeah, yes. That air raid that we kind of messed up, I'd like to avoid talking about that too.
Of course, yeah, we are completely honest. Like I said, this will be a very friendly conversation. We know the pressure points and we know the constant and stress and the what's been put upon you in this war effort. And I just want to thank you for everything that you've done thus far. And any way that we can help, we will ensure that we are working side by side to give you the boost that you need to get this war effort going.
Oh, that's great.
Ultimately be victorious.
We're absolutely sympathetic to the cause and
absolutely
want to do all we can.
Okay, we're about to go live. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, Chris, you ready?
Yeah,
you ready to go, bud?
So, you could just call me, you know, Chris, maybe a secretary to the Secretary of War, maybe?
Secretary to Secretary.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they're holding up their hands. It looks like five, four. Should I be saying this? Three. Should I be two?
Stop. One.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Morning Tea in Hell. I am Lorraine Skelly, and joining me, as usual, is my partner in crime, my beloved co-host, Peter Termorgan.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Peter.
How are you doing, Lorraine?
I'm doing well, thank you. We have a very exciting segment up. We are joined by Clayton, brother of Satan, and Secretary of War for the upcoming battle against Heaven. And joining Clayton, Secretary of War, is Chris. Welcome both.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us on. Super,
so, guys,
super
let's talk
here.
About this war effort. You have been waging this for quite some time. My first question is, how is the war effort going in light of Benedict Arnold betraying Hell?
Crumpet. Is this live?
This is live.
I mean, if you're hungry, I can get you some food.
We can get you some crumpets. Guys, can we get a crumpet ready for posting to you, please? Thank you
so
much.
Cool, thank you.
So what was the impact of Benedict Arnold betraying Hell? How did we get there? And what do you think the ongoing issue that represents the war effort, is going to be, please? Many. Obviously, we have a vast, vast, vast audience here, and no doubt your answer to this question will be imperative to the kind of support you get. So please take the time to say what you need to in regard to Benedict Arnold betraying Hell and stealing important angel wings and a halo and disclosed military secret plans.
Chris, I defer to you on this one. That was your mission, if I do recall.
you'd think that an issue like this, if it wasn't particularly a big deal, would require less hesitation. You know, you are, of course, Clayton and Chris, one of you being, you know, related to Satan himself, and engaging in a massive war against the powers of heaven. So I'm a little surprised by the hesitance in coming up with a retort to that kind of very basic question. So what is going on here?
Well, I mean, what is going on here, Peter? What are we talking about? I mean, you know, sure, Benedict.
It's a fairly basic question, Clayton.
Sure, and I will answer it once I can.
He's waiting for the crumpets.
Sure.
The crumpets. Yeah, I'm very hungry. It wasn't a real loss. It was one man going up to heaven, you know. I mean,
of course, one man that stole secret military plans.
Sure, but I mean, plans, though.
Only a secret if no one knows them.
That's right.
But we all do know now, though, don't we, Chris?
That's why they're not a secret anymore.
Yeah.
So
what we were doing is he took the halo and the wings up to heaven. Mm-hmm. That was our way of saying, hey, we're giving these back to you as a gift to trick heaven to thinking we're being friendly when we're not.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a fascinating strategy.
Thank you.
I believe that's from The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Is that not true?
Absolutely it is. I read that every night before I go to bed. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, my mistake. No, actually, that was actually from a YouTube comment that I saw under The Art of War, music video. So my mistake. It seems like you haven't actually read The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
I scrubbed through it, so.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. So a viable strategy nevertheless, but I guess my question following up to that would be, you have returned it, the halo and the angel wings, as a sign of good faith and gesture to perhaps enact some subterfuge later. Doesn't change the fact that they now have these powerful items on their side. How do you intend on combating that in the war effort?
Well, we have determined some of their strategic locations, you know, mm-hmm. their halo development factory, and we've targeted these strategic points as places to take care of later on.
So while we appreciate you telling us this on this live broadcast, are you aware that Morning Tea in Hell is broadcast up in heaven? You know, it's a part of BritBox now. It's an extra fiver a month, but you do get all of our quality hell British programming. Are you afraid of the reception when everyone in heaven sees that you're broadcasting your military plans on Breakfast TV?
It's kind of like the way you cannot escape Tucker Carlson, regardless of where you are in the world, if you know what I'm saying.
We also signed a deal with Spotify recently, so we're on the front page there.
You guys got on to front page of Spotify?
They approached us. Yes. They approached us.
We send them emails daily.
We're also one of the top earners on Twitch. I'm not sure if you saw the leak the other day, but we are number one.
Not even allowed on Twitch.
When people told us to diversify our revenue streams, we really embraced that.
That to heart, yes. We are, of course, British.
TikTok, where you're standing there.
We've pioneered many, many a news dance on TikTok.
Wow.
The dancing on the grave, that is one of ours.
Berries and Cream may have been attributed to Justin McElroy, but it was actually us.
Mm.
Yes.
This is my message to heaven. I knew that they were listening all along, and to them I say, get ready, because we're going to win. We're going to beat you.
That must have been quite difficult following the recent air raid on heaven, which resulted in the complete annihilation of Hell's Air Force, which is not something that you kind of want to happen as you're gearing up for perhaps what some would describe as an even bigger battle. How did we get to this situation, and what do you think that means for your war effort?
Again,
I'm sensing some hesitancy. Oh. Yeah, it's just kind of surprising.
Oh, Peter, come on.
You wouldn't have to.
It's early in the morning.
You know,
I'm
just asking questions, Lorraine.
It's
just
a live studio audience. You know? It's stressful. We're stressful. We didn't get them
their
crumpets yet.
Okay.
Come on, Peter.
Yeah, they're okay. Yes. Look at them. They're smiling. They're laughing. They're having a great time. Of course, not everyone has all the answers.
Yeah.
You know, generally, if you are in the leadership role of a war effort, you are expected to have those answers, and not having those was perhaps an indicator that your war effort is misguided and doomed to failure, but not in every case, just in a few of them. You know, they're having fun, they're having a good time, aren't you guys?
Hey, great time, Peter. Thank you for those crumpets that you offered us earlier.
Where were they? Where were those crumpets?
Oh, they will be ready for you by the time the interview is over.
Great. But regarding the air raid, I do have an answer. I'm not trying to shy away from it, Peter and Lorraine. You see, I've always imagined that the war against heaven would be a ground battle because they have wings and air superiority. So I wanted to draw them into a location that wouldn't require them flying. So I decided strategically it would make sense for us to act like they won that air raid, that they won against our air force, to give them the confidence boost that is unfounded because,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. You know.
So you feel your superiority in the ground is what is going to carry you through.
For sure.
Yeah, because now we don't have to worry about losing air battles because we can't have them.
We can't have them, you see?
So
it's curious because one of my favorite depictions of battle is, of course, the Obi-Wan and Anakin fight from Star Wars.
Yes.
A great
wonderful.
Teachable moment for us. Do you guys remember that moment? Remember that film? Like where they're in the volcano. Do you remember what Obi-Wan says to Anakin? I believe it's something along the lines of have the high ground, your shit
brother,
is fucked,
trusting
that kind
you.
Of stuff.
And then he jumped and then he cut off his
yeah.
But Anakin jumped over Obi-Wan. And then Obi-Wan cut his legs off. Obi-Wan never moved his feet. He was always planted on the ground, Peter.
Mm. I see.
Also, I was there when they filmed that scene. They shot all the Mustafar location stuff down the street from my house.
Oh,
I see. So you saw this happening in person and still maintain that a high ground is not an advantage for heaven.
No. I mean, if they're going to jump over our heads doing cartwheels and stuff, we'll slice them down with their lightsabers. We do not have lightsabers, though.
No. Not anymore.
No. I don't think they'll need to jump. I think they'll maintain a consistent, elevated presence because they still have an air force, of course, whereas Hell no longer, unfortunately, has. I don't know about you, Lorraine, but I feel like an air force has been vital to the many wars that we've covered in the past here on
well,
this program.
I mean,
is that not correct?
You know, being British, we do have a unique position in that we have been involved in, some would say, too many wars.
Some would say not enough.
Some would say that. But you know, we here in British Hell, you know, we have the Royal Air Force, obviously a very strong part of our military operations. Mm. So it is
known around the world as the Royal Scare Force.
Of course,
here in Hell.
It's quite alarming, obviously, hearing that you're prepping for a ground force only, especially given the fact that you know. One would assume the folks up in heaven could just drop heavy things on you.
You know, over here in Britain, we say the only good ground force is a gardening show that used to air on the BBC.
With Alan Titchmarsh. He's doing well down here.
All these words that I don't understand, I'm just going to smile and laugh.
There's also, you know, naval. Naval battles,
right.
You know. Yes.
Hell's Navy,
so,
it's right.
I have actually been speaking to a few of my sources on the inside, and they seem to indicate that Heaven has a quite sophisticated online infrastructure and digital warfare system. I'm wondering if that...
And also a halfpipe.
Yes, exactly. Do you have any plans or contingencies for... the information warfare that is being waged by Heaven?
Well, you know, great press outlets like yourself really, you know, help fight, you know, the spread of misinformation.
Misinformation,
you know?
Right.
fake news.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
News. So right. It's probably not helpful that we broadcast all of our stuff up there,
probably
but
not.
They don't broadcast it down here. Mm. Kind of seems like a one-way stream, not unlike the river Thames.
Yes, exactly. One of the things that we'd like to move on to, I think Lorraine, you'd like to talk about the health epidemic happening here in Hell.
Here in Hell. Well, yes, you have joined us as part of our fitness week. Each day we're talking to people, encouraging every resident of Hell to get up and get out there every day, not just to lose weight, but to feel good about themselves and focus on their health. Obviously, what's going to be happening with the gluttony ring? Our forces are too large. However, in the wrong way, you know, not in
obesity,
you know,
is
numbers.
A problem here in Health. And you know what they say, an obese soldier is not a good soldier.
Oh.
But then again, on the other side of things, a hungry soldier is not a good soldier either.
How
so
do you
where,
find that
where
fine
do you,
balance?
Yeah, where do you meet in the middle?
Well, I mean, the gluttony ring of Hell, as you know, has been around for generations. I mean, since I was a wee demon lad, a demon spawn, if you will, it's been here. So, I mean, it's hard to get rid of it. But yes, obesity is on the rise. So my approach was maybe we get the heavy demons and we put them up on a mountain and then we let them roll down onto the angels below.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But right. I mean, but, yes. But the angels will be in the air.
Yes, the that is, of course, as Lorraine astutely pointed out, you'll have a vast number of forces in the air where, due to the decimation, the annihilation of Hell's Air Force, we will be completely unable to meet them. So how do you account for that? And, of course, the rolling method. It takes quite a bit of time, and you can only really roll a demon once. Once they're down that hill, there's no getting them back up. You know how they approach exercise, in that they do not do it. So you're going to have an issue.
Well,
how do you tackle that, and how do you navigate that?
Chris, I think this one's for you, bud.
Well, Clayton was telling me ramps.
Ramps.
Mm. Ramps. You know, a system of ramps and pulleys.
Catapults.
But as we mentioned earlier,
a pulley system.
Trebuchet.
Heaven does have that half pipe. Do you not think they could perhaps turn the roll against you?
Yes.
Against us?
No. Because our guys have horns, you see. So with the horns, if we hit anything that they've got, it's immediately they're poking holes. Okay. Any blimps they may have, boom, popped. Kids' birthday parties, dunzo.
Well, I always believed that, you know, we would keep children out of the warfare.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's an alarming amount of propaganda being aimed at children here in Hell. What is your justification for having young, hellbound babes being encouraged to join the war effort? Do you not consider, given how doomed it is, excuse me, given how seemingly troublesome the effort is going to be, that conscripting the younger generation is perhaps an ill-conceived strategy?
Well, Peter, that's a really hard question that I'd like to avoid. You know, speaking of things getting hard, this week's episode of Good Morning from Hell / Morning Tea in Hell is brought to you by Adam and Eve. And I'm not talking about the old Adam and Eve from, you know, the biblical times. I'm talking about the sexy upscale adult boutique. Yeah. This year is a very special year for them because they're celebrating their golden anniversary. That's 50 years old of doing sexy things. And look, Adam and Eve wants to help you spice things up in the bedroom. They want you to spice up their quarantine and, you know, just break up the humdrum of the days running together. So you can have a good time with a partner, with yourself, whoever you want. Adam and Eve's got 24/7 customer service, 90-day no-hassle returns, and 20% off their profits go to fight the spread of HIV worldwide. Hey, that's pretty nice. So look, they've got a deal for you. When you go to adamandeve.com and use code GMFH, you'll get 50% off one item, plus free shipping to the U.S. and Canada, though some exclusions may apply. That's adamandeve.com with code GMFH. So go get sexy, and please support Adam and Eve because they support our show, and who doesn't want sexy stuff? That's pretty rad. This episode is also brought to you by HelloFresh. You know, fall is the best time of year, and hell, it's literally our season. But it's also really busy with all the hauntings and spookiness that we have to get done. But that's where HelloFresh's recipes save me time that I'd otherwise be spending on meal prepping, grocery shopping, and shopping. So I can focus on getting back into what matters. Scary stuff. And for you mortals, I hear that's spending quality time with the family. But for me, it's scary stuff. HelloFresh delivers fresh, pre-measured ingredients and tasty recipes right to your door. They've got options like quick and easy meals. They've got options like quick and easy meals, low prep, one pan, and 10 to 15 minute meals. That's time to cut down spending on cooking and cleaning up that you can give back to your family and spooky stuff. This week for our listeners, I'd want to recommend the crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic herb, couscous, and lemony roasted carrots. It's delicious, and the couscous is a really fun texture. It's like tiny little balls that you eat. Anyways, so yeah, go to HelloFresh.com/goodmorning14 and use code goodmorning14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's up to 14 free meals, including free shipping at HelloFresh.com/goodmorning14 and use code goodmorning14. Thank you, HelloFresh, and thank you, Adam and Eve, for sponsoring our show and our war efforts against heaven. You know, give this gift for a loved one, perhaps your family member.
I'd like to ask you, Clayton and Chris, would you allow your family to take... Are your family taking part in this war? Because I know of various members of the team here who have family members who are now taking part in this war. Are your family members taking... Will your close friends and loved ones be involved in this war effort? And please be careful in what you say, because I have done extensive research and have been looking into the current whereabouts and involvement of your family members.
I think everyone here in hell should be a part of the war effort. You know, we can all contribute
in one way or the other.
Yeah, see, like, my mom, Lucy, for her, is, she's sewing uniforms for our troops.
A decidedly less dangerous role, of course. It's interesting, many of your closest friends and confidants and family have very safe roles in this war effort. While the people who are generally watching this, the hard-working denizens of Hell and British Hell, are going to be put front and center while you sit in the back lines. It's an interesting strategy where you throw everyone wave after wave of your own men at these dangers while sitting back and just seeing how it all plays out. Ultimately, at the end of the day, some would argue that no damage will be done to you.
Well, men and women, waves of men and women being thrown at them.
Of course. I mean, I can make this promise to you, too, and all of British Hell. I will be on the front lines. I will be. I will be in a tank, and it will be heavily armored, and I will be with the troops. It'll be like I'm there with them shoulder to shoulder, but I will be in a tank that is 8 inches covered in steel.
How much space is there in that tank? Is this a tank for one, or?
One if I've had a big meal. Maybe two. Oh.
To be clear, you will be safely guarded in this tank, but everyone else will... You will be alongside them, but they will not have the same kind of fortification.
Well, yes, I will be in the tank, but it is our forward operating base, you know, our strategic, mobile base. But Chris will be outside.
I will?
Yes, you'll be holding the flag on the outside. Yes, the big, big red flag so that everyone knows where the leader is.
Very patriotic.
So... I just hold the flag?
You just hold the flag, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be waving that flag and right out in the open.
That's right.
Unarmed? Am I going to be unarmed?
We'll see what we can do. I mean, our arms manufacturing is a little behind. I mean, things are great. Things are great. I have a question for you, Peter Tamorgan and Lorraine Scaly. What will the Queen be doing during the war effort? You guys love her so much. Where will she be? The Queen of the Damned.
Liz?
Oh, no, Persephone.
Oh.
Yeah.
He means the one down here.
My mistake. Of course, Persephone. I mean, why does that even matter? We gave you one of our finest generals. We gave you Churchill, and he said that this effort was doomed. And if anyone knows something about war efforts, misguided ones, and poor use of troops, it's Churchill, okay? And he said your effort was doomed. So what do you say to that?
Well, I can't get him out of the gluttony ring to talk to him, mano y mano, so I don't know, man. You know, like, this is all hearsay as far as I'm concerned.
Listen here, Clayton. I'm going to be frank with you and you, Chris. This seems like a doomed war effort.
What?
And this seems like everyone is going to get themselves killed again at the hands of heaven. You have bumbled this in every conceivable way, despite vast amounts of support and funding. You have screwed this up, and frankly, I am disappointed, and I think I speak for every member of Hell and British Hell when we say we are not on board with this.
Yes, I would agree. I mean, it's been so lovely having you both here, but this isn't how we thought this was going to go, was it? We thought this was going to be a very patriotic call to arms. And, you know, you come in here, you belligerently yell at us, you invoke our queen. And I did see that you put 3 sugars in your tea. That's just disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Absolutely horrible.
Well, I have a response to that.
Uh-huh. As do I.
Chris, grab the crumpets! Run! 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 What? Get out of here! Go! Run!
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
What do I do with crumpets?
Just, I don't know, man. We needed to grab something. God.
Oh my God, that went so...
Great!
What?
That went well!
That
was amazing, yes! Oh, God, what a relief. I'm so glad that that's done.
What about that was good?
That's just British television. That's how they always are, you know. Plus, any press is good press, Chris. I mean, we're fine.
They really pressed us.
Yo, they really did, yeah. I was sweating there for a second, but nah. We got our crumpets. We got the word out. We're good to go.
Well, speaking of good press, any press is good press. Be sure to do your own press on social media. You can follow us at @morningfromhell. Be sure to promote the show, tweet about it, post about it on Facebook, share the bad word, and
that's about it.
Let's get ready for that war.
Here it comes.
Hail Clayton.
Hail Clayton. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to thank my very special friends Tam and Lucy from over at GameSpot. Guys, pleasure working with you guys.
It's been amazing.
Thank you for having us on. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I remember right beforehand, you guys were like, oh, I don't know, we don't do improv stuff. And then, like, as soon as we started, I was like, oh, yeah.
They know that.
So, Tam and Lucy, what are you guys working on these days, and where can our listeners find you?
We're just doing bits and pieces everywhere. I mean, I'll speak for my side, first of all, but I think you'll find commonalities between it. But, like, I'm doing a bunch of things on GameSpot, working on reviews, features, pretty much anything on the site I touch, and then I do the very online show for giantbomb.com, and then you can find me once a week doing kind of funny games daily, and then I stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/tomorrowh.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, very, very similar. I do a lot of stuff at GameSpot, so working on History of at the moment, and then a lot of other stuff that kind of randomly pops up. I'm on the very online show as well. That's over on Giant Bomb, usually Thursdays, but I think we're changing the published date on that, but it's weekly with our good friend Jeff Bacalar. And I stream at Lucy James on Twitch at Lucy James Games, and I'm on Twitter at Lucy James Games.
All right. Well, anyone listening, be sure to check them out. They're amazing, amazing people, and it was a pleasure.
Real quick
having
aside, yeah. No, these guys are like some of my nicest friends that I've made during the pandemic, and they've made this awful experience so pleasurable. And you guys, I play Overwatch with you guys like every so often, and it's been
we always have such a great time.
Yeah,
this is so fun. We need to play some more games soon, please.
Yes, for sure, I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, oh god, I miss the gang. Let's get together again.
The crew.
I miss the wins.
The crew, the wins, and by wins we mean losses.
The losses. All right, thanks for listening, guys.